when an anxiety and depression hits and sadness hits. And we mentioned the dua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We gave a little background about this dua. We said a man was walking in the masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was waiting for the Prophet in a random time. It wasn't a time of prayer, but he was waiting for the Prophet because he needed to have that conversation with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when he saw the Prophet, he asked him right away. He told the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيَّ دُيُونِي وَكَثُرَتْ عَلَيَّ هُمُومِي. Two things that he's struggling with. First, he said, I have a lot of debts to pay off. And then he said, I also struggle with a lot of bad thoughts in my mind, and I don't know how to navigate those thoughts. So we said a couple of reflections about this incident. We said, if you need help, seek help. And this is exactly what happened. The companion of the Prophet was seeking help from who? From the Prophet ﷺ himself. So I would consider the Prophet at this point is a therapist. He was actually listening to the brother who came up with a complaint and concern that really irritates his life. And the Prophet ﷺ was able to process what he's going through, and then he gave him the solution. So what is the diagnosis that the Prophet ﷺ gave him? We spoke about two things last time. We said the Prophet told him, as if he gave him a diagnosis of what he's going through, he said, if you want really a real solution, make this dua. And this dua is beyond just a recitation of few words, but there's so much into it, so many gems in this dua. He said, say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. So the two first things that he diagnosed this brother with was al-ham, and we're going to know the definition of al-ham, wal-hazan. Now, the scholars spoke about this and said that al-ham, things that worry you for the future, things that have to do with the future, things that you're thinking about in the future, challenges, you know, that you're constantly thinking about for you and your family that you may go through, and it's, you know, it's really hurting your present. And then al-hazan, he said, things that have been done in the past, and you're still calling those thoughts in the present. So the Prophet told him, your problem is not your present. Your problem, whether it's the past, and that you're still, you know, living in your past, prison of your past, or things that have to do with your future. You're so anxious about your future. And he said, you know, these two things that I've seen in you, in addition to two more things. He said, Al-ham wal-hazan, and then al-ajz wal-kasal. But before we go to al-ajz wal-kasal, you know what's beautiful about salah, about prayer, is that, subhanAllah, the Prophet said it. He said, "Ju'ilatu qurratu 'ayni fi salah." I find comfort in my prayer. Do you know how the Prophet was finding comfort in his prayer? Is because he was seeking khushu', mindfulness. And what mindful means is to actually live your present, is to push all of your thoughts of the past away, and is to not be worried about your future. You're just thinking about the moment that you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your present. Brothers and sisters, this is a mental discipline process that we go in a daily basis five times a day. Salah meant to be for you to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to live your present, and also a discipline of your mind. You're disciplining yourself not to worry about the future, not to think about your past. That's what salah does. Now, another diagnose, as if it's a diagnose that the Prophet gave that brother. He told him, you know what? I also see something else. Sometimes it's good to have sort of an anxiety, just a little bit of an anxiety, meaning that, you know, recession is happening now, is going to happen in the future. This anxiety will push you to think about the future plans, the financial plans that you have for next year. This anxiety of maybe a relationship, a little bit of an anxiety that can push you to actually work on and fix your relationship with your spouse. These are good anxiety. The best anxiety to have about your deen is like you're anxious about, you know, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's good. It's needed. But here the Prophet told him, this is not the anxiety that I'm referring to. I'm referring to an anxiety that make you disable to function properly. Meaning what? Meaning if you're still living in your past, not to learn from your past, but you're still living a present in your past, and those incidents are constantly coming to your present, and you're still thinking about the possible challenges that you will have in the future to the point that makes you disabled. Ajiz has a lot to do with capacity, power, energy. You don't have the capacity to do certain things. You don't have the quwwah for it. While kasal, there is a tiny difference. Kasal has to do with the willingness, the irada. So you have the capacity, but you don't desire to do certain things. You see the difference? Here we say that ajiz, you don't have even the capacity. Your past and your future are making you disabled to function. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Because sometimes you just feel like you're home and you're not able to even, you know, get up from your bed. You're recalling all of these incidents of the past and you just find it so hard to even go and get outside and start your day. Kasal is not that. Kasal is like you have the capacity to do it. You have the power to get up. You have the energy for it. You have the health for it. But you choose not to. That has to do with the irada. So the Prophet told him, in order for you to pay off all of your debts, and in order for you to function properly, you need to take care of these four things. Alham, don't focus too much on your future to the point that makes you disabled. Al-hazan, don't recall some incidents in the past that really can hurt you. Al-ajiz, seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always make you have the capability of being productive. And then al-kasal, he told him, listen, as if this is just, I'm just analyzing the speech of the Prophet, as if the Prophet was telling that brother, you know, in order for you to be able to pay your debt, you need to get up and work. You need to do some work. You need to work on your plans, get everything possible to be able to pay off all of these debts. So again, four things. We need to memorize them, inshallah ta'ala. Alham. What's alham? An anxiety of the future. Things that worry you in the future. Al-hazan. Recalling incidents from the past. And it still has an effect, an impact on your present. Al-ajiz. You're incapable. You don't have the capacity, you don't have the energy, you don't have the taqa, the power for it. And then al-kasal, you don't have the irada. You're not willing to do certain things out of desire, not out of your capacity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen, from these four illnesses, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. So let's say the dua together, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min al-ajizi wal-kasal. من الهم والحزن ومن العجز والكسل ومن الجبن والبخل ومن غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. These are another four illnesses that inshallah ta'ala will discuss in the near future. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.